We are back on the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Counting down the moments to tip off tonight. It's Fan Appreciation Night at the BDAC. In front of a full house, the USU Eastern Lady Eagles will take on the Snow College Badgers, followed by the men's game immediately after. Now, the women are fresh off of their most important victory of the year. On Saturday, they defeated the College of Southern Idaho in overtime at home. One step in the right direction for this team that has been so close throughout the year. In anticipation for tonight's game, we caught up with Athletic Director and Women's Head Basketball Coach Chelsea Warburton earlier in the week. We talked about Saturday's win and also tonight's contest against Snow College. Here's that interview now. Coach, always fun. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Hey, we're going to talk about a big win for you guys on Saturday. You knocked off CSI. You got some revenge, getting some revenge on a road loss earlier on in the season. It took overtime, but you guys got the job done.
Yeah, that was a very exciting game. We had one injury with Sydney, so she wasn't able to play, but Caitlin and Alyssa were back. They actually left the game halfway through at CSI, where we lost by four, so it was great to have a full team again, minus Sydney, and everybody showed up and played well.
You mentioned Caitlin. She was so phenomenal in this game. Obviously, that's big. Whenever you lose someone like Caitlin, you and I had talked about that just a couple of weeks ago, her tenacity and everything that she brings. But she was really kind of like a one-woman wrecking crew in that game. I mean, she could not be stopped. And because of that, she won Scenic West Athletic Player of the Week.
Yeah, she had an amazing game. I think she was just happy to be back on the floor, obviously. But she played slow, made the right reads. And she doesn't just do it on one end. She's, you know, she's undersized guarding fives, plays the four, did well shooting the ball, but she made the right reads, made left-handed layups, just kickouts. I mean, she did all the above. It was great having her there.
Yeah, she took away the question of, okay, was there some rust? Do you still feel some of the effects from the stitches? It took away that question. I mean, obviously, she isn't bothered by it because that was one of her most productive games ever in conference, right?
Yeah, she was a little sore the day before, so we were kind of nervous about that, but she came in and again she played slow and just let things happen, and that was a benefit for her.
What were some of the other changes that you noticed between this game and the first contest? Because again, it was a close game. This time you guys were able to pull it out. I mean, I don't want to just say it was home court advantage, but I mean, what were some of the things that you noticed changed in these two games?
I think just the feel for our team in general. We kind of changed a few things offensively. I mean, we had the same sets, but we gave them a little bit of freedom to play because I think they're good enough to do that, and they ran with it. And I think we also had help from other players. I believe all five of our starters were in double figures.
Yeah. You say freedom for a player, that's trust. I mean, so basically you're saying, yeah, we trust our players to go out there and do what they do. I mean, from a coach's perspective, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we want to do that as much as possible. And I mean, we've tried to do it all year, but at this point in the season, they know what needs to be done. They know how to defend any type of screen. We talk about it all the time, what things they can run, how we defend it. And offensively, we are playing well with all five on the floor, and they can make the right reads and decisions. And that's what it is. It's trust, and we're trusting them, and they did a good job with it.
It wasn't that long ago I was talking to Morgan about how you guys have had so many close affairs. I mean, you guys were so close. At the beginning of the conference season, very easily could have been 3-0. I mean, very, very easily could have been 3-0. Did those losses play a learning factor in this game Saturday? I mean, did you notice the girls playing looser even when the game was tight, maybe using, you know, the losses at the beginning of the season as a reference point?
Oh, absolutely, because in the other games, like you said, we lost by 1, 4, and 6, and it came down to hitting our free throws and taking care of the ball. And the last 3 or 4 minutes, and even in overtime, we hit our free throws. I think Rochelle went 4 for 4 to help us. And we had less turnovers that game than we've had all year.
And it's, I think also you can use this as a correlation to the fact that you guys rely heavily on some freshmen.
Oh, yeah, they're playing a lot of minutes. Alyssa, I think she played 36 to 38 minutes as a freshman. Brooklyn, I think she was around 30, and they're doing a good job with the minutes and just running with it, which is a good thing to see.
It's an emotional win anytime you can beat CSI, but then you do it in overtime on your home floor. Probably a good thing that you guys had some time off between that game, right? I mean, because they always talk about the trap games. If you win a game like that on Thursday, you have to come back and play again on Saturday. So to win a game like that on Saturday and have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, it's probably a good thing, I would assume.
Yeah, the whole week we kind of focused on us. did what we needed to do, focused on CSI a little bit, but exactly all the energy and effort was there for just our Saturday game.
It makes it easier, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern Women's Basketball Squad. As far as the standings go, it's such a big win for you guys because now it's 3-4, and we've talked about trying to avoid that 4 or 5 spot. That way you're guaranteed a bye in the first round. You get Snow College at home, Fan Appreciation Night. It's always a rocking house. After that, you get CSI on Saturday. So this is by far the most crucial week that you guys have had up to this point in time of the season. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, two big games, but we have to just focus on tomorrow with snow. Lost by one over there. I think we're sitting pretty good right now with how we're playing. It's at home. It's Fan Appreciation Night, like you said. Lots of people, really loud. I would like to think things are in our favor, so I'm excited to see what tomorrow brings.
And really, I mean, you guys could, again, going back to it, could be 4-3 right now because you had a, I think Snow outscored you guys 17-4, if I remember right, in the first quarter.
Yes, and then we outscored them all the rest of the quarters, but we were just in too big of a hole at first.
Yeah.
We avoid that. I think we're on the win side.
And a lot of that was just taking care of the basketball.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we keep telling our kids. You're beating yourself, technically. You're turning the ball over. You're missing your free throws. We have the opportunities. We have the chances. And like I said, Saturday, they took those chances and they did it.
Yeah, I think this is the first year in a very long time where I think you guys play heads up with any team in this conference. You have a chance to win. I mean, it's taking care of the basketball. I believe turnovers played a factor in the loss to Salt Lake as well.
Yes. Yep. Every game's going to be close. That's what I told the kids. Not that we can't beat them or win by 15. I really think that's doable for us. But the league is tough. It's strong. It's the third time you're playing teams. They're going to be close games. So we just got to be ready for that, know what's going to be there, and do the best we can with it.
Fan Appreciation Night, you mentioned it. Snow College, I think a little bit of a rivalry has definitely been lit over the last few years, especially with this particular game. They have a great student section. They always bring a lot of people down for me from. As an athletic director, again, you got to juggle jobs, right? Because you probably have a lot of influence on Fan Appreciation Night, yet you're preparing for a basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, just make sure you're dividing your time. But there's a lot of help from all the other departments, making sure this is running smoothly and we're ready for tomorrow.
Have you noticed an emotional difference from your team in the past on a night like this where you know that the gym is going to be packed?
Yeah, I think they feed off of it, and like the people are there to support them, and they just got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think Snow College gets annoyed by it.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it's loud, it's busy. It's hard for me to even be able to talk to my team, so I know they're feeling the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, and every year it's against them.
Yeah, it has been them, I think, the last 2 or 3 years. Is this the third year?
Third year, I think, yeah. We had Salt Lake the 1 year, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay, because every time we go to Snow, they have a football team.
Yep.
And that plays a factor every time we go there.
Oh, that's a huge factor. It's like it's hard to play when it's that loud, and being able to communicate with your team if you're not in a timeout, I mean, those are crucial moments.
So outside of taking care of the basketball, what are some of the things that you would look to implement in this game against Snow College, maybe going back and reviewing the tape in the first go-around?
We kind of got what we wanted on the offensive end. The first quarter was key, like we've already mentioned, but when we force the ball, we don't play well. The more we move the ball and share it, we are very hard to stop, and that was what happened the first quarter. We forced shots, we took the wrong shot, and then we had scout breakdown, just easy little mistakes that gave them easy baskets.
You guys did have Sydney Springer the first go around, though.
We did.
How does that change things for this team?
We'll probably have to look for Alyssa and Caitlin to play more minutes, which they're already doing, but then Abby will have to step in. She did a great job for us on Saturday. Autumn as well. So not having Sydney is a big deal, but I do believe Autumn and Abby can still help us out.
Is this one of the most athletic teams that we've had on the girls' side of the court in quite some time?
Yeah, I think so.
That's fair to say, right? Because when I watch you guys play, I mean, undersized, we've talked about Caitlin, but at the same time, for all the lack of size that this team has, you guys definitely make up for it in athleticism and speed even. I mean, you guys can get the ball up and down the court quick. You got a couple of great shooters on the outside. I've always felt that this team is one of the more athletic women's team that we've had in, I don't know, maybe the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like we have all the pieces. Like you said, we have shooters, we have the inside game. And Rochelle does a great job for us, transfer from West Mini. Just quick, gets us in our sets, looks up the floor. So it's a good group. It's been a really fun year.
As far as some of the stuff that has to take place off of the court, I also saw that you guys have landed a couple of recruits as well. that's another aspect that I think gets lost in translation, at least from a spectator standpoint. You know, you get so focused on what's going on in conference play, you forget about the fact that you guys are hot on the recruiting trail, and you have landed a couple of players for next season.
Yeah, we have. We've signed three moving forward. We're still looking to sign, obviously, several more. But you don't want to take away from this year either and the success we're having in the team that we have. But that's part of the job. You got to prepare for the next year.
It's one of the difficult parts of the job because you only have one assistant.
Yes. Yep. And she does a great job. She's right there by my side. We're watching film. We're at games and we're making decisions together.
But some of the other schools got like three or four assistants. You guys got one. It's one of the, I guess, disadvantages. But at the same time, I'm sure there's advantages to that too, I'm sure.
Yeah, recruiting's it's a hard job, but we actually enjoy it, and it's our third year, and I'd like to think we're getting better at it, but we keep going. Like I said, we get ready for our games, and we recruit when we can.
Well, we'll end with this, Coach, as we get down to the final couple of weeks of the regular season progression. Are you happy with it right now?
Yes, I feel like we're getting better. I don't feel like we peaked early or, you know, we were really good and haven't made any progress. So I'm happy with our performance, where we're headed, and looking forward to tomorrow and Saturday.
I think when you say where we're headed, that leads me to believe that you still feel that there's room for improvement. This team hasn't hit a wall yet. I mean, you guys are still, there's still room to play better basketball.
100%. We are playing very well, but I still think there's things we can do better, and things that we're going to keep getting better at.
Well, Coach, before I let you go, again, Fan Appreciation Night Thursday night, opportunity for people to come on out, free food. I know while supplies last, free admission. Get loud, get rowdy, and have a great time. I tell people this all the time. I hope they understand what level of basketball we have here on our own backyard, because the SWAC is one of the most difficult conferences front to back. And with that being said, we have some high-caliber basketball being played on both sides, the men and the women's side.
Yes, it's an exciting night. Please come out and support both our men's team and women's team.
Coach, I know we'll talk again real soon. Thank you again for taking the time to stop by today.
Thank you.
Again, that's USU Eastern Women's Basketball Coach Chelsea Warburton earlier this week as we continue to prepare for tonight's contest. We're moments away from tip-off. Tonight, the Lady Eagles taking on the Snow College Badgers. We have plenty more coming up on the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.